Well, welcome to the Beacon.
Here we are.
Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
And did the house sold finally clear out of the germs?
I hopefully, knock on wood. It seems like it's sort of this never-ending cycle. But my daughter had strep, and then my son was sick for a week and a half, and now we're all healthy for the moment. How about you? You got some nasty stuff too.
I did, and I'm glad we're missing for a while.
Yes,
with the live shows because I was able to healthy up, as they say.
Healthy up.
Yep,
that's important. I know our bodies don't know what to do with all this warm weather. It's revolting against us.
That's what it's all the germs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what it amounts to.
Yeah,
so.
It's been a kind of a crazy month or so.
Just go to the auto show.
No.
Why not?
Why would I go to the auto? I mean, I know it's cool and all, but I'm not going to the auto show.
I thought maybe you go to the auto show looking for your limo.
Maybe that's where I should go. Maybe I'll have more. Maybe that's been the problem all my life, is that I haven't gone to the auto show. Maybe that's the missing link.
That could be it. Well, we got a full show today.
We do, as we always do.
And Karen Tamley is going to join us.
Yeah, from the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities.
Right. She's going to be telling us about all the things that happened in 16.
Great.
And what we can look forward to in 17.
Well, it's still early enough in the year to plan for the next 10 months.
Absolutely.
Even though it is almost March.
I can't wait until
you can't wait?
Until it warms up.
We kind of got a big tease.
Yeah, exactly.
In February, but it's all right. It's around the corner.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And then the boss.
The boss is going to be here,
which is
great. She's so lovely.
Yeah, she's going to tell us. She could give us an update on what's going on at the lighthouse. Because, it's been almost 2 years since she's been on the air.
Wow, really?
So there's a lot has changed in 2 years.
Sure,
so.
Especially in this environment.
And you must have a bunch of recipes.
I've got some healthy eating life hacks. So not necessarily recipes this week, but easy things that you can do in your everyday eating that will help improve.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's a cool article that I've got. So there's actually 47 total, so I'm going to break it up over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it'll be good. Well, we should probably get started.
Let's do this.
Karen Tamley will join us in just a few minutes. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
And we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis. From its simple beginnings right here on Chicago's West Side, where it was founded in 1906, it has grown into one of America's most comprehensive social service agencies, serving people who are blind or visually impaired. Today, the Chicago Lighthouse offers world-class services in vision care, adaptive technology, job training and placement, rehabilitation, education, and many other areas. As more and more elderly Americans cope with vision loss, the Lighthouse will face greater challenges in expanding its critical programs. To see how you can help, please call 312-666-1331 or visit us at chicagolighthouse.org. The Chicago Lighthouse, seeing what's possible for more than 100 years.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy. If your question is, how can someone who is blind enjoy the latest magazine writing and not have to pay a penny? Then the answer is Choice Magazine Listening. Every other month, we'll send you hours of stimulating, unabridged articles, short stories, and poetry from writers such as Russell Baker, Derek Walcott, Joyce Carol Oates, Bill Moyers, and Margaret Atwood. These free special speed cassettes are sent to anyone unable to read because of physical limitations. If you're interested, write today to Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. We'll also tell you how to get the necessary free Library of Congress talking book player. So write Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. Or call 516-883-8280. That's 516-883-8280. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Linda Van Eldick, a biomedical scientist supported by the American Health Assistance Foundation. I'm dedicated to educating the public because it's important for all of us to understand this debilitating disease. I conduct research aimed at discovering new and effective treatments for Alzheimer's disease. This is critical because every 70 seconds, someone in America is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. That's more than 1,000 people a day. Preliminary data show that exercise, a healthy diet, and keeping your mind active may help reduce your risk. At our website, ahaf.org, experts will answer your questions and address your concerns. Find out about promising research the foundation funds and learn how to live with or care for someone with the disease. Call 1-800-437-2423 or go to ahaf.org for a free brochure on understanding Alzheimer's disease. That's 1-800-437-2423.
It's the beginning of a new year, 2017, as if you didn't know that by now, 2017. And we wanted to check in with MOPED, as I affectionately refer to them, or the Mayor's Office for People with Disability. Karen, how are you this year? Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and everything else that goes along with it.
Thank you, Bill. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. What's going on in the department, and what kind of feel-good things happened in 2016?
Well, I think we had a really great year last year, some really good positive accomplishments in terms of increasing accessibility in the city of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
One thing I think of significance is that with President Dorval Carter of the Chicago Transit Authority, we announced our commitment to make all of our rail stations accessible for people with disabilities. This was one of our legacy projects of the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Uh-huh.
Currently, 70% of our stations are accessible, but we're looking for 100%. So we're going to be releasing in this year a report that will prioritize all of the stations that we're looking at making accessible.
Are we talking elevator or escalator?
We're talking elevator, or if it's at grade level, you know, a ramp. So, yeah, it's going to be significant in terms of, you know, the fact that we have a legacy system that's over 100 years old.
I know.
And, really kind of pushing Chicago ahead of other cities that have really very old rail systems. So that's exciting.
You look back at our rail system, it started in 1893.
Right, exactly, so exactly.
It's been around for just a couple of years, you know.
That's right, that's right. We also, this year, installed an airside animal relief area at both O'Hare and Midway airports,
right?
Which obviously will affect travelers who travel with their service animals and enable them to relieve their animal without having to go out of security and then back in if they have a layover and a transfer flight. So that's really exciting for this year.
I hear there's little fire plugs in there and everything.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So that's great. We also completed a new disability regulation with the Chicago Commission on Human Relations.
Okay.
That will more mirror the standards set out in the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, trying to make our local city protections clearer, both for businesses and for individuals with disabilities. So that's something that's very good, and there'll hopefully be a more formal announcement about that shortly.
Okay.
We also worked with the Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection to increase the number of wheelchair-accessible taxi cabs, which went from 164 now up to 208.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, yes. So, and we're also going to be looking at plans that both Uber and Lyft are going to be submitting for ensuring that their services are accessible to people with disabilities, not just those using the apps, but people who use wheelchairs as well. So that's going to be a big initiative.
Karen, let me ask you this. How about service animals with the Uber and the Lyft?
Well, when we were developing the city regulations, we made very clear those non-discrimination provisions that they cannot deny somebody who has a service animal.
Okay.
So, yeah, if people do have instances where they've been denied a service animal, I would really encourage you to call 311 or file a complaint with the Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection.
Okay.
Because they want to hear about any kind of complaints that, you know, people with service animals are experiencing. Please do. We also have been working a lot with the Office of Emergency Management and Communication on ensuring that our, you know, emergency plans and our sheltering plans are accessible to individuals with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
We served a lot of individuals with disabilities this year. So, for example, we provided assistance and resources to 33,000 individuals with disabilities.
Wow.
We and that was a 32% greater number that we served than in 2015. We provided independent living services to 268 individuals.
What does that mean?
What's that?
What does that mean, independent living services?
That could be anything like connecting people with homemaker services or helping them navigate systems that they need to be accessible.
Mm-hmm.
That could be providing them with any kind of like adaptive aids in the home, things
sure.
like that.
Sure, okay, got it.
The other thing we did is we provided home-delivered meals to 75 individuals with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
We distributed 214 amplified phones for people who are hard of hearing
sure.
and need to use the phone. That is a service that we do provide. It is free. We also now have an amplified device that goes on your cell phone. So anyone that is interested in that, they can contact the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities.
Good.
We trained 1,222 people around disability awareness and etiquette issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then we worked a lot in the Chicago public schools working with high school students with disabilities around employment readiness. We did job shadowing for youth at various companies and organizations, and we also did a lot around summer employment. So we placed 58 high school students with disabilities into summer paid internships.
Wow, that was great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's good. So it's been a good year.
That's just some of the things that we accomplished this year. So it was a very good year for us.
Good, and I'm looking forward to just a stellar of 2017 and 16.
Yeah, 17 we're going to... Oh, and then I should also mention we completed one of our big initiatives this year was to implement a mayoral task force on literacy. And we developed a set of recommendations that were sent to the mayor in December on closing the reading achievement gap between students with and without disabilities
mm-hmm.
that currently stands at 43%.
Wow.
So we're hoping to make progress in that year, but that was a large initiative we tackled this year, and we expect to see, you know, results over the next few years.
Well, you know what? I'm very impressed.
Thank you, Bill.
And been doing a lot of great work for a lot of people who otherwise would be forgotten. So
yeah.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Karen, I know you got another call coming in.
Thank you, Bill. And we have even more, you know, plans for 2017, and we're really excited. So when we're ready to announce some of those, I'll definitely hope to get back on your program and be able to talk about those accomplishments as well.
By all means, and maybe, you know, like I always said, my microphone is yours.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Karen Tambley, the Commissioner for the Mayor's Office for People with Disability. I'm Bill Jurek.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad Council.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka. I'm asking you to make a New Year's resolution to combat vision loss by getting treatment at the Chicago Lighthouse's world-class rehabilitation center. Our highly recommended doctors can assist individuals of all ages with reduced vision caused by any eye disease, either congenital or acquired. For your convenience, there are satellite clinics located in Glenview, Elk Grove Village, Flossmoor, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and our newest site, Tradewinds in Merrillville, Indiana. To make an appointment, call 312-997-3686. That's 312-997-3686.
This is Dr. Janet Slick, President and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. We're celebrating 110 years of changing lives in 2016. The Chicago Lighthouse provides a community of comprehensive care for people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans.
We're back.
We are. And I feel like we haven't been in the studio for a long time.
Well, I've been here, but you know.
Yeah.
We've been missing one another and that sort of thing.
We have.
I was just telling Lainey, I was having some popcorn.
Yes.
And the little old lady, old maids.
Little old maids. I'd never heard that term. Yeah, that was a first.
Yeah, the kernels that don't pop.
Oh, they cause such problems, too, those little old maids.
Well, you can't get rid of them.
I know. They stick around.
They're just like, like the plague.
Right.
Honest to God.
Like the plague, yep.
Hey, listen, the Beacon Now is only available on the internet.
Yep.
So you have to go to our Chicago Lighthouse website. And then that way, you'll be able to get in and hear the show. It's every Wednesday night right here on Chris Radio. And we also have our archive.
Podcasts. Yeah,
they,
right.
Library, that sort of thing.
That's more accurate.
So, I think that's the best way to put it. Well, can you believe? Well, I can't believe
no.
it, but I've been here 12 years.
Right.
And our boss, Dr. Janet Slick, has been here for 8 years.
Wow.
And we have not had an update from her on things that are changing or happening at the Lighthouse since, when was it? Oh, it's got to be at least a year and a half ago or 2 years.
It's been a while. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. It's been a while.
So we're going to stop in her office.
I love it. You know, when I come up the stairs, and I don't know if you realize this, but when I come up the stairs to the Chris Radio Studios, mm-hmm. there is a picture of the Lighthouse Board of Directors. Well, rather like a board, and then all their pictures are on it. And it's all these white gentlemen, and then I love seeing Janet's face, like, right there in the middle of it. She just looks like she kind of rules the roost in that, you know? Like, all these conservative-looking white gentlemen, right. And then there's the lovely Janet.
I worked for a company that was owned by the Mormons.
Okay.
And they had the, what do they call them? Not the, not the ministers, not the... The elders.
The elders, right.
They had, you walked in and there was a picture of the elders mm-hmm. right there. And I thought to myself, that's kind of gauche.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Right.
It's, I know you're owned by the company in that.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, fine. Put it, tell you what, put it in the men's room or something.
I know.
Not out here in the lobby.
I know. And especially in today's political climate where it just feels like we've regressed 50 years. It's just nice to see some diversity.
Don't get me started.
Dude, I know.
Well.
I know.
To get off of it before we get on.
Before we get on it, probably.
We're going to visit with Janet. You know, Lainey and I have been talking on the show the fact that you haven't been with us in a long time. And the you I'm referring to is Dr. Janet Slick, who is the CEO. She's my boss over here at the Lighthouse. How are you?
Good, good.
Never
boss defined loosely, Bill.
You know what? You can never nail you down. We're going to get a... I'm getting a big thumbtack, and I'm going to tack you to the wall so that, you know, you're just a busy lady.
Yes. Well, you know, now with our 39 programs and close to 1,000 employees, it's a more than a full-time job.
Oh, yeah. It's almost a job for two people, you know?
It is. Well, now that we... I think since we last spoke, we have divided into two different non-for-profits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
Two under one roof.
Yes.
I seriously thought it was only one.
No, we have Chicago Lighthouse Industries.
Yep.
And the Chicago Lighthouse for people who are blind or visually impaired.
Right.
Those are the legal names. And we separated them out because they have slightly different missions.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Lighthouse Industries is the nonprofit that oversees our Ability One projects and programs.
Now, you have to explain, what is Ability One for people?
Ability One is the program that was enacted by an act of Congress to help organizations that serve and employ people who are blind or visually impaired.
Ah, okay.
And the umbrella not-for-profit that oversees all of the contracts that are awarded to nonprofit organizations is the National Industries for the Blind.
Right.
For people with other disabilities, it's Source America. But we're underneath the NIB umbrella.
I got you.
And so those programs require a 75% blind labor force. And so our Ability One contracts have that requirement. And so our programs that employ people who are legally blind are underneath the Chicago Lighthouse Industries programs. And that includes our clock manufacturing, so our industries shop, our contract management service, our mail distribution program in Champaign, Urbana-Champaign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the programs that are Ability One specific.
Gotcha. It does. Now, we are... known for being a center for calls for different medical institutions, and that it's more of a learning experience for a lot of people, isn't it?
Oh yes.
Yep.
So the Chicago Lighthouse for people who are blind or visually impaired, that organization, which is the programs that, including our customer service business,
sure.
And that has grown dramatically in the past few years, and we have 400 people, for example, at our Illinois Tollway Customer Service Center that is housed on Halstead Street.
Right.
It's very close by to our 1850 West Roosevelt location, main headquarters. We have the contract to do medical scheduling, patient registration for the University of Illinois Health System.
Oh, gotcha.
So these are our main contracts. We are developing an expertise in health-related customer service, and it's provided a lot of employment. And that is for people who are blind, visually impaired, have other disabilities.
Sure. Veterans.
And veterans.
Yeah. Yeah, you blew me away when you said the number of employees.
It is pretty incredible.
It is just incredible. You what? 1,000 employees now?
Yes, that is correct.
We're one of the largest employers in the area.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. When you think of it that way, it's grown so fast, but we're so strong in our programs. We have very capable people and directors and vice presidents who have expertise in the area of customer service.
Right.
and in industries and manufacturing, and we have great board members who have the expertise, sure, in the areas that we need the help.
What do we see going now for, we're now developing too a wonderful seniors program as well.
Yes, through the generosity of Mrs. Beatrice Cummings, Mayor, mm-hmm, we will be cutting the ribbon on the Beatrice Cummings Mayor Senior Center.
Okay.
This June. Right now, it's under development, renovation. We're renovating about 10,000 square feet of our facility here at 1850 West Roosevelt, and we're putting on a garden area, patio. Mrs. Mayor is very focused on and promotes socialization amongst seniors and wants a place where seniors can gather and feel comfortable, sure, and learn and share ideas.
We have a very capable person who heads up that department as well.
Lorraine Donahue.
Yeah.
Yes, Lorraine is fantastic. She's our director of our seniors program, and she's grown it to now, we have 400 active seniors participating in that program.
You're kidding.
No.
I remember when it fit in one little room up here.
Oh, it's not one little room anymore, Bill.
Wow.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
How time flies. Yeah. Now we have our seniors having art classes from Philip Cameron, who is our art director.
Right.
Here at the Lighthouse, who also does art teaching in our school, in
right,
our preschool.
I was just going to get to the preschool in that, and mm-hmm, what innovations were made there with the, what's the right word? I always mess up with this, where you intermingle the...
it's an inclusive program.
Inclusive program, that's it.
Yeah. Blended, inclusive, however you want to see it.
Sure.
It blends... children who are blind or visually impaired. And this year, out of 20 children, we have 2 children who are totally blind.
Wow.
About half of the children are visually impaired or blind.
Right.
And the other half come from the neighborhood, and they may be children who are at risk, who,
sure,
come from single-parent homes.
Right.
And or they may be living at or below the poverty line and are eligible for the Mayor's Preschool for All program.
So this runs under CPT?
It is. Chicago Public Schools.
CPT. CPS.
You're thinking the medical codes.
Yeah.
No, we're CPS, Chicago Public, right, Schools. But it's a joint venture, and it's a wonderful joint venture, which I think that a collaboration amongst private and public monies really... It does the best job in helping people. And in this case, we have a joint venture. The school bears the name of Judy and Ray McCaskey. Judy has been on our board for quite some time, and her husband, Ray McCaskey, is the former CEO of Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Right.
And they have helped our children's programs tremendously. Judy is a former educator, having taught in the grammar school out in the suburbs for 30 years, mm-hmm, if you can imagine. And she's just brought her expertise into the preschool, and they have provided significant support.
So we have got a lot going on here,
mm-hmm,
and there's probably a lot more coming up in the future as well. What do you, what's your vision for where the Lighthouse is going to be in, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years?
Oh, that's a great question, Bill. Right now, we are in talks with different enterprises in expanding our social services and our social enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
So different organizations that want to put people to work, and not only people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, or veterans, but other challenged groups, other vulnerable groups. And what we've become is we've become a leader in providing opportunity to people who need it, and putting public and private money together and put it to work in making a difference in people's lives. And we're going to do more of that. And that is just very exciting to me.
Are we the most progressive, would you say, of the blind service communities in the around the nation?
Oh, I don't want to sound boastful.
Well, go ahead. Come on. It's your station. Go ahead.
Exactly. No, I believe that we are providing the most opportunities for people who have disabilities,
mm-hmm,
and walking the talk And I think that's so important when you actually engage and make a difference and have that impact. It's and not just talking about it. And, you know, I think we have great ideas. We have great minds at work on these problems. And perhaps we have been, it's almost a blessing living in a challenged state, a state that's challenged financially. Because we have had to make things happen and be very resourceful. And I think that has made a difference.
Well, I tell you what, just from me, even though I can't see, I can feel a difference. You can feel the electricity.
There are so many people in this building at 1850 West Roosevelt. Yeah. It's crowded.
Right. You know, it's almost you need another building. Wow. Speaking of that, how's Glenview doing?
Glenview is doing beautifully. The patient population has grown there. We have an extremely active seniors program, computer classes for seniors taught by Ann Kelly, who herself, she is visually impaired. She has great expertise coming from the Apple store. She teaches assistive technology up in Glenview. And so she has become a real asset in Glenview. The director, Melissa Wittenberg, is doing an excellent job.
Whose father I know, by the way.
Yes. Who was a former announcer for the Blackhawks.
And he also was a general sales manager for a couple of stations I worked for, too.
Wow.
So, yeah. Small world.
No, very nice gentleman and very supportive of the Lighthouse. Yep. So those programs were also bringing in a smaller customer service programs there to provide employment to those who needed on the North Shore and also to support the Glenview facility. So we're now celebrating our fifth year.
With Glenview?
With Glenview.
No.
Fifth anniversary. We opened in January of 2012.
Wow.
And so 40 years of making clocks, 5 years in Glenview serving the community, and going from close to 200 employees to 1,000.
1,000 employees?
I think those are major accomplishments of the Lighthouse, and I think this model can be taken elsewhere.
Yep. I think it's... I could notice the difference. There's a feeling of difference when I walk in the door here. So,
well, people who feel valued have a job that they know they're doing something important. That's right. Mission driven. That's the impact of a social enterprise. And any surplus that's obtained from any of our programs supports those programs that are in deficit. And it's a model that has kept us going now for 111 years as an organization. The Lighthouse has been resourceful for all of those years.
Well, you know, you can't go anywhere. You got to stick around for the 200th anniversary, too, you know?
Oh, Bill, the legacy will be on. The legacy of all the great people. Edith Swift, the first executive director.
I got to tell you what Lainey said just a little bit ago. She says there's pictures of the executive directors and the board and all of that. She says, here's all these gentlemen up there, you know, who are, you know, key figures on the board and things like that. She says, and there's Janet. She says, the light of sunshine amongst the the weeds, you know. So that's a compliment. Well, listen, thanks for taking time.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and you are such a positive soul, and you're a great cheerleader for this organization.
You better believe it. Anything I can do, go out and speak to people or organizations, that's me. We'll do it. That's Dr. Janet Slick. And if you haven't visited the Lighthouse lately, why don't you come on by? We'll give you a tour, and you can see how the changes have made the Lighthouse into one of the premier blind service organizations and service organizations across the country. I'm Bill Jurek. We'll be back with more after this.
That smells good.
Well, look who came out of his man cave.
Game must be over.
Oh, babe, just checking on you and dinner.
Well, your stomach clock is fast. It's gonna be a while. How about some celery?
Nah, that's rabbit food. There must be something good in here.
Well, why don't you...
Why don't you...
You okay?
Oh.
Honey!
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke. Many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk. But it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm going out to buy those shelves for the closet.
Oh, will you pick up 800 lumen bulbs?
Honey, I love you, but 800 more flowers? You'll give the neighbors a real reason to think we're wacky.
Not flower bulbs, light bulbs.
Come on, Dad. Lumens tell you how bright a bulb is. Our 60-watt bulbs give off about 800 lumens. We can replace them with new 800 lumen bulbs. Bulbs just as bright that use much less energy.
So, we'll save money.
Yes, and we can use that money to increase my allowance.
Right. Wise guy.
Worth a try.
So, you got that?
Got it. No tulips, no watts, 800 lumens, and more savings.
He got it.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
1.4 million people in Illinois who really want to work can't. Financially, it doesn't make sense for them. You see, if they were employed, they'd lose Medicaid health coverage, and private insurance is almost impossible to get. This is the reality for people with disabilities. Meet Anna. She's single with severe diabetes. Anna couldn't work because no employer would provide health insurance, and she had to keep her income low enough for Medicaid. But now there is a solution for Anna, a state program called Health Benefits for Workers with Disabilities. Anna can enroll in HBWD and get full health care benefits, even working part-time. If this sounds like someone you know, call 800-226-0768 or visit hbwdillinois.com to learn more about health insurance for working individuals with disabilities. Move beyond your disability and take control. Call 800-226-0768 or visit hbwdillinois.com today.
You know what's the nicest thing about Janet?
Everything.
She always smells so good.
Good. Oh, wow.
Like Mr. Food, you know?
Does she, is it like a
I don't
perfume
know.
What,
it's
or
a perfume or a cologne or something.
Something.
But boy, oh boy, it's always, you can, you know.
You know when she's in the room.
You know she's in the room, that's for sure.
Well, she's, everything about her is quite lovely.
And so. We know that you're in the room because you have some tips on healthy eating.
I do. So we are doing some real life hacks.
Oh,
like
wait,
healthy eating
hacks.
Oh, yes.
Aldi.
Yes.
They sell almond butter instead of peanut butter.
Oh.
And they have almond milk.
That's great. That is
they
great.
They have almond milk.
I've actually heard that Aldi's really making a transition from, you know, being sort of a lower-resourced grocery store
right.
into being more competitive with some of the mainstream.
$500 million they're spending.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
That's
fantastic.
You know what? Because, and their prices are still
low.
Aldi prices.
Right.
Right. Which is great because, you know, healthy food is not accessible for, the prices, rather, the prices
right.
of healthy food are not accessible for everybody. And I think that's just one of the greatest travesties of our society.
Stacy says they have a teriyaki breast. A chicken,
mm-hmm.
boneless.
Yeah.
She says it's to die for.
Really?
And, you know, it comes in a pretty decent-sized package.
Okay.
But she says, you know, I think I had it one time at
mm-hmm.
her place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really good.
Wow.
So.
Well, you know what? Good for them.
But we digress. Go
we
ahead.
Do digress, but it's good information. So, Aldi, check it out. It's one of the up-and-comers.
Yes.
Okay, so if your goal is to cut calories, this is interesting. I never even thought about this, but eat cold greens instead of warm ones. So instead of eating, like, steamed spinach, eat just fresh raw spinach. It's not necessarily the way that it's cooked that's lower in calories, but crisp greens take up more room on your plate and requires more energy to actually eat. So it's not necessarily the greens themselves that are, you know, higher or lower calories, but if you fill up your plate, that fills up your stomach. So if you eat fresh greens that are more plentiful as opposed to steamed ones that have wilted down to, you know, a quarter of a cup, you're going to fill up your stomach more.
I can't eat lettuce.
Why?
I just don't. About a year ago, I developed this thing where I can't eat lettuce.
Is it like diverticulitis?
No, I don't know what it is, but it's just I have to have everything cooked. I like cooked cabbage.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
And then what else? Cauliflower.
I love cauliflower.
You know,
oh, so good.
The only thing I can have is, which I didn't have before, was cucumbers.
Oh, okay.
Sweet and sour cucumbers.
Ooh, that sounds good, too.
Oh, they're better than life itself.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Well, I bother you.
No, it's okay. That's a wonderful to go ahead. Go ahead. Don't let me stop you.
That's right.
You know, greens aren't great. They're whatever. They're a necessary evil as far as I'm concerned. But if you're going to eat them, it's better to eat them raw. It takes up more space in your stomach, which means you eat less and you lose weight. So blah, blah, blah. This is a little bit more fun. Blot oil off of pizza. So we're talking pizza here, but if you take a paper towel and you blot the top of your pizza, that can take about 50 calories worth of oil off of the top of your pizza, which when you're counting calories, like I try to stay lower than 1500 calories a day,
right.
50 calories is significant.
Yeah,
so, you know, if you're counting calories, you're looking to lose weight, blot that pizza. It'll save you about 50 calories.
Well, what if you have a lot of stuff?
Like,
on your top of the pizza.
Well, just take a paper towel and blot it.
Oh,
you're not,
okay.
You're not like rubbing
okay.
it off. You're just kind of blotting it, so you don't. It's not really affecting the topping. Yeah.
Okay. Have to try it.
Yeah, give it a shot. Give it a shot. And then instead of topping your pizza with like grated Parmesan, top it with garlic powder or fresh grated pepper or red peppers. The calories and spices are like nominal. There's almost no calories in spices. However, a couple teaspoons of Parmesan cheese can stack on 50 to 100 calories. So swap out that cheese for, you know, herbs and spices that will continue, you know, that will enhance the flavor of your pizza, but not necessarily adding the calories.
Right.
And then eat bagel flats instead of full bagels. And I like this. So yes.
You're absolutely right.
Yes, right? Because you're
still getting
that, like, carb satisfaction, the satiation of needing that bread, but you're getting about 200 calories less.
I heard on a TV thing, a special.
Yeah?
That a full bagel is 1,700 calories.
Holy smokes, I didn't have that number. That must be like a big, thick New York bagel, New York-style bagel.
Well, it's a good size.
Right.
You know, my kind of bagel.
Right, right.
So they said cut it in half.
Yeah, exactly.
Share it with someone.
There's so many ways to take that bagel and scoop out some of the middle so you're not eating that middle bread. I mean, and that's why they say do the bagel flats, because
I love those things.
I do, too.
With hummus?
Yeah, they're so good, and they're still so satisying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? Again, we're talking calories here. If you're looking to lose weight, that's a very easy and accessible way of doing it.
Sure.
So that's going to do it for today.
That's it? Are you sure?
Well, I mean, I've got 47 here, so keep on going.
That'll do it for today.
We'll save some for next week.
And it's our, what is it? You know, it's been so long.
Let us turn up the beat.
There you go. Yep. That's it. Tom Persky and Brian Hawkins coming up after this.
1 in 6 of the wounded U.S. soldiers evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan battle zones suffered eye injuries. That's the highest rate of eye injuries since the Civil War. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, part of the Library of Congress, is stepping up to help. NLS works with military hospitals, rehab centers, and groups such as the Blinded Veterans Association to make sure that service members who have sacrificed so much for their country can still experience the pleasures of reading. Through the free NLS Talking Book Program, eligible veterans have access to thousands of bestsellers, biographies, westerns, self-help books, and more, and a variety of magazines. Veterans receive priority service from NLS, but any U.S. resident who is blind, has low vision, or cannot hold a book because of a physical illness or disability may sign up for the program. To learn more about what NLS can do for you or a friend or loved one, visit www.loc.gov/NLS or call 1-888-NLS-READ.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left? For a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories. Prepare a meal with food you helped grow. to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself. Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
If you're a young worker, retirement probably seems like a lifetime away. In fact, you may wonder if your contributions to Social Security, deducted from your paycheck, actually cover you for anything right now. The answer? Yes, they do. By working in a job covered by Social Security, you're earning disability and survivor insurance protection, as well as retirement coverage. The time to learn about retirement and how much you may need to save for a comfortable one is now. Young workers, spring into action and learn more about your own retirement. A good way to start is by checking out the Retirement Estimator to get an instant, personalized estimate of your own future benefits. You'll find it at www.socialsecurity.gov/estimator. That web address again is www.socialsecurity.gov/estimator.
You know, I'm surprised these guys are still on the street.
Boy.
You know, the way they act once in a while.
It's been 8 years. You'd think they'd figure it out by now.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's one of those things where there's really something but nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, I do. Kind of like what you just said.
Yeah, it's all like the manufacturer has to come out with something.
Right.
Where Tom really gets all excited and brings it in.
That's right.
So shall we mosey on down the street?
Yes, we shall.
And visit with Mr. Persky and Mr. Hawkins in Tom's Corner.
As promised, another Tom's Corner. I'm here, Brian Hawkins, with Tom Persky. Good morning, or no, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing fine, as always, and I'm anxious to hear what new toys you have for us today.
Right, right. Well, you know that old Muddy Waters song, I Got My Mojo Working.
Right.
Today, we should be playing that in the background, because today we're going to be talking about the new Mojo.
Oh, and what might that be?
The new Mojo is a product that's just released by Enhanced Vision. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Enhanced Vision, many people know about the Merlin and the old days. They used to have what's called the Geordi, which is a little binocular video goggles. They were kind of the first on the market with that many years ago.
Right.
And the Geordi is no longer available. But actually, about 15 years ago, I told them that, because I was kind of consulting and helping them on the project, because they had nobody in the company who had low vision. It was kind of interesting. So it was a nice project. I could fly over there to California and spend a day helping them, giving my opinions. And I said, you know what would be really good would be a monocular Geordi. And they're like, why is that? And I said, because most people with low vision, they don't have damage in their eye the same. You know, there's usually one eye that's a little bit better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, let's say if your right eye is your dominant eye, or sort of like if you're right-handed, your right eye is maybe your dominant eye more often than not. Your brain will still try to use your right eye, even though if your left eye is much better vision. And it gets what we call visual conflict. And so if you had a product that you could just put up to your better eye, then you wouldn't even have to go through any of those adjustments in a visual conflict. So we said, oh, that'd be kind of cool. What should we call it? And we said, how about Mo for monocular and Joe for Geordi. So we laughed and everything. I said, yeah, remember that old song? Now I'm telling like 15 or 18 years ago, we had this conversation. And, you know, I was on a non-disclosure agreement, so I never told anybody. But I never dreamed the just recently, a few days ago.
It came out.
I get an email and it comes out, and guess what? It's called the Mojo.
Oh, we should have got royalties.
Yeah, exactly. Another one of those things that we helped for free. But picture kind of a small round video camera that you would pull it up to your eye. And it's pretty lightweight, and it's maybe about 4 or 5 inches long. And it's allows the person on the top to have several buttons to zoom in up to like 10 times the normal size with a nice bright video screen inside. So even, let's say, in a darker room like a concert or a play, you could zoom in on the stage and be able to see. You don't want to do it 25 feet away, though. The Mojo is meant for closer vision, maybe 10 to 15 feet. So in some situations, it would not work. But in many situations, you're in a train station, a bus station, you're in a museum, you're trying to see what's behind the glass case. The Mojo is really kind of perfect. And then you can tilt it down to read, and it instantly focuses from the distance that you were at to the close distance and back and forth without even you being able to tell. I mean, that's how fast it is.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing. It has some nice features where you can, when you're reading, you know, you can change the foreground and background colors to add more contrast. It has a really nice charging station. So instead of trying to worry about many of these new devices, you're trying to get a mini USB into a little connector, and that's real difficult for people with low vision. This just has a little stand that you set it right in the stand, like putting your drink in a drink cup holder, and it charges the device. So it's pretty cool. The Mojo is going to be sold for $1,595, so that's $1,595. And it's interesting because there's several video monocular and binocular devices on the market now. We've talked about C-Boost, on which is another monocular device, which is almost double that price. There's a New Eyes that we've talked about on the show that's $6,000. And then there's still the eSight, which is $15,000. So now we've got some real interesting to have four different devices on the market. The unique part of the Mojo, though, I think, is that because the enhanced vision makes a really nice CCTV, this actually acts as the camera. So for an additional $1,295 or for a total of $2,795, you could have a large screen, flat screen desktop CCTV with the XY table.
Right.
And the Mojo fits right inside the back of the unit. You just kind of open it up and slide it in, and now you've got a full-fledged HD color CCTV. So, you know, it's pretty amazing. You think about many people who are in the market for a desktop CCTV. Why wouldn't they buy the Mojo? Because they get this additional, you know, feature that they can take with them and so forth. So I think it might be a really good product. We will have it probably by the middle of February in both our store here in Chicago and in Glenview. So just call us if you want to come see it. It's 1-800-919-3375, 1-800-919-3375. Or in Glenview, our number there is 847-510-6200, 510-6200 in Glenview. 847, of course.
Yeah, now I'm beginning to see why it took 15 years for them to develop it. It's very versatile.
It's versatile, and I think my impression of all this technology coming out right now is there must have been a breakthrough in the price to be able to build something. I think they could have built it, you know, a few years ago. It might have been
more expensive.
$10,000, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so now they can build it, you know, cheaply and not cheaply, but, you know, a lot less money so that it could be affordable for the public, you know, which is pretty cool.
Right.
So we're at a good time. If you're starting to have trouble with your vision, there's lots and lots of choices. And prices are competitive, and mm-hmm. products are competitive. Write down all the things you'd like to be able to do. Bring some samples with you of your reading material. Come into our retail store, Tools for Living, and sit down, and we can go through all the devices that are on the market.
All right. Now, you've got road shows coming up in March. I don't know, you may take the mojo with you.
Yes, we will.
Folks might be able to try it out there.
That's right. That's right. We'll have the music accompaniment when we show it. I got my mojo working. But, yeah, here's an opportunity if you can't come downtown to the Chicago Lighthouse here on 1850 West Roosevelt Road. We're going out to your area. So if you live south, March 15th, we're going to be in Frankfort at the Frankfort Township office. It's an open house from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So mark your calendar for March 15th. If you live northwest, March 29th is a Wednesday. We're going to be at the Wheeling Township office, which is on Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. So, again, from 10 in the morning to 3, it's an open house, free, open to the public. I'll give you a couple of April dates. April 6th, we're going to be in Palos Hills. So, again, if you live south, we have a real nice agreement with the Palos Hills Community Center. And we're there from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And then for those who are in Northwest Indiana, mm-hmm. you know, last year we did 2 shows there, and they were very successful. We had a huge turnout. So Tuesday, April 11th. I think that says April 11th.
Yes. 2017.
The 11s are too close together. So that's the, it's called the Trade Winds, which is in Maryville, Indiana. And we will mark your calendars for the April 11th if you live in Maryville or anywhere in Northwest Indiana and you want to come to our open house. We call our road show or our low vision product show.
All right.
We'll have several hundred devices and we'll be able to show you all the new stuff.
And you can meet the gang.
Exactly.
All right. Well, he's Tom Persky. I'm Brian Hawkins. This is The Beacon.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
It's going to do it for this program.
Wrapping it up.
We'd like to thank everybody who participated and helped in the program. Our producer, Sandra Murillo, our executive producer, segment host and that sort of thing, Mr. Brian Hawkins.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, you.
Mwah.
You know.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, you over there.
You make it.
Yeah, you are here. Might as well acknowledge your presence
in the room. So what the heck? You know? So next week we will talk jobs.
Yes, with Sheila Perkins. She'll be here.
Mm-hmm. Right here on this very program.
Don't go anywhere.
Nope, that's it. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
We'll see you next week on The Beacon.